This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You'll remember perhaps the name Adam Neumann, the founder and now former CEO of WeWork, made $1.7 billion richer after being ousted by the company's main investor after that spectacularly failed initial public offering. You undoubtedly don't know the names of thousands of WeWork employees waiting to be laid off after that spectacularly failed initial public offering. But some of them, in the order of hundreds, have banded together with some demands to make of management before people are shown the door. This is part of a growing trend of employee activism happening outside the traditional channels of union-based collective bargaining. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has that one.
Just over a year ago this week, thousands of Google employees in dozens of locations around the world walked off the job to protest how the company handles sexual harassment complaints.
We demand structural change.
Since then, we've seen a surge in employee activism, protests at online retailer Wayfair over selling furniture to ICE, and at Amazon over its climate policies. This trend of informal worker activism is spreading, says Michelle Miller with Coworker.org, a nonprofit digital platform that helps workers organize petitions and actions online.
We're seeing that across multiple sectors, multiple classes of people, multiple kinds of jobs.
Coworker.org has helped workers from baristas to grocery clerks demand change on everything from family leave policies to tattoo and beard bans in the workplace.
Workers are saying, look, we're just going to take action ourselves. We're going to use social media to organize. And we see that that has an impact.
Thomas Kokin is a professor of industrial relations at MIT. In surveys of thousands of workers, he found the majority want more of a voice on a variety of labor issues. And while most were interested in joining a union, informal actions like these have the potential to address issues more quickly, according to Sharon Block at Harvard Law School.
It's understandable that workers want a process that's more agile and can be more responsive to their needs in the moment.
Block says forming a union to bargain with an employer can be a years-long process, even if it has the advantage that it's legally binding for the employer to negotiate on the issues. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.